comedian?
Hey, Paul.
He just showed up out of nowhere.
Paul!
How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
He says his name three times. What happened?
Paul.
Like Beetlejuice.
Mercurio.
Emmy award-winning comedian.
Yes.
And one of the writers on The Late Show, Stephen Colbert. Good morning.
Yeah. Nice to see you.
Nice
I'm
to see you.
I'm actually doing more stuff. Not really writing that much, but just a bunch of stuff on the show.
Oh,
different thing. Performing. It's kind of like, I like the lull, the kind of the mellow lighting now.
Oh,
here.
Thank you.
I feel very romantic. Like
No one knows.
Moonlighting, yes.
Thank you. Yes.
So watching TV. Yes.
Would you care for some wine?
Light a candle.
Exactly.
All right, just so you know, I don't know if you ever heard of Opie and Anthony. It's a show that was really, really popular in the 90s, right? In the 2000s.
Yeah.
And they were really on a million markets. Really, really big radio show.
Yeah.
Paul was a part of that show.
Yep.
Actually, the reason why they went off the air.
And now he's here to do it again.
Sandbagging me. Oh, my God. I talked to you last night. Doesn't say anything.
I'm watching you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I ruined it for everybody.
No.
So, not from the Sirius XM satellite show.
No.
This is back when they were on NEW in New York.
Yeah, those scumbags.
They were on markets all across the country.
The GM, Steven, whatever the GM of that is, the biggest scumbag on the face of the earth.
Really?
Yep. Well,
what happened?
They sandbagged me and the couple, and they didn't send it. We got arrested. They didn't send anybody to, like, a lawyer or anything.
Wow.
Everybody went like this. It went that way. Everybody pointed at everybody.
Oh, man.
So, like, you have a thing. I've never really talked about this much, but I don't know.
Yeah, you will.
You want, no.
Hold on.
Do it.
Let me bring in the reason why we're doing this story.
Okay.
So Eddie heard you were coming out. Eddie Saab.
Oh.
Eddie.
Yo.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
What up?
Good morning. So, you know, here's the deal with Paul. Paul is like the classic example of a good paisan, because he's like the guy who never rats on his friends,
thank
always
you.
Keeps his mouth shut.
Thank you.
He was just about to.
I'm going home.
Just about to.
Nothing's going to get better than this. I'm leaving now.
Yeah. He's dropping the mic.
That's exactly right, Eddie. Thank you.
No, it's the truth. Because here's the thing. I was working in Norwalk at the time, and O&A were just crushing us in the afternoon. Like, I would get a 4-share during the day, and then as soon as O&A would come on, I'd get a 1-share. So I was really in tune with what was going on in the show. And then you
so
guys...
you paid Paul to implode them.
Right.
Pays your money. You know what to do.
No,
it all comes
so
out.
There was some contest going on,
yeah,
right?
Like where you don't have know sex. What it was.
Well, I'm explaining this for anyone who's late to the party.
Right.
It was called Sex for Sam. It was sponsored by Sam Adams. And the premise was that couples, listeners from the show, they pick like six couples, and they would go and have sex, I'm using air quotes, in public places for points. And it was a point value system. And it was a two-page, it was a pre-production meeting and with papers. And they're like... And
yeah, like, what like are a scavenger hunt like, no, for points.
Like sex in Central Park was 10 points.
Right.
You know, sex on a bus was 20 points. Sex in front of a cop.
This is
on
a
the
meeting.
Was 90 points. This is the meeting.
Yeah,
this was the meeting.
Right.
And I remember sitting in the meeting and going, excuse me, because I'm a lawyer, I go, has anybody, because this is like the fourth year they were doing it. Has anybody ever gotten arrested for this? No, it's fine. Everybody's fine. Sam Adams, President Sam Adams is there.
Yeah.
Drinking beer. Everybody's fine.
Yeah.
And then,
wait a minute. None of that was true. They were arrested 2 years earlier.
Well,
years earlier, they were arrested for doing a voyeur bus.
Well, that was a voyeur bus. That affected me because Lewis Black was on the bus with Jim Norton, and I was supposed to open for Lewis Black, and he got arrested and ended up in jail for the night because they were going around.
So you become the headliner?
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Well, I called the cops. I knew people. I said, arrest Lewis Black. I want to be the headliner.
Right.
And that was basically, they had giant glass windows on buses, and they were having women showering on buses as they drove through Manhattan. And the
this
mayor's
is all
office.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's
by
all
the way,
great.
You can never do any of this now.
No. So, you know, it was kind of catching up with them because the mayor's office started to get annoyed with them, but the police loved
Who's
them.
Who's the
right?
mayor then? Giuliani or Bloomberg?
No, I think it was like.
Dinkins, was it?
No, I think it was Dinkins, maybe. Or
Dinkins?
Maybe, yeah, it might have been.
No.
I can't remember.
Giuliani. Had been Bloomberg then.
No, I don't think it was
Giuliani. Was this pre 2001?
All right, no. We're getting off.
So anyway, I don't know how much detail I'm going to do. But we go, and then there was a thing, and I don't even know if I could say it on the air, but there was a thing that happened, and they filmed, before the contest started, a girlfriend of one of the contestants.
Doing something.
To her boyfriend below the waist.
Yeah.
And it was filmed, and everybody's laughing about it and
same
whatever.
As life, yes.
And you're drinking whatever. And yes. Then we go. And
somewhere in the back of your lawyer mind, you're like, this doesn't feel right.
I understand that. But I had.
You see a little storm coming.
A little red flag.
I had, ding. I'm not joking. I had three big shows at Caroline's. I needed to move tickets.
Yes.
So I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Can I come on the show?
Because I did. Right. I called and said, can I come on? Because I'm a regular on the show. They go, well, we got a really full show today. But. You could be like a celebrity spotter because we have like our regulars. You'd be one of the spotters. So you have to go and call in. Like I was like the referee and I'd have to get down low. Okay, that looks good. And then I call it in.
Take a penalty.
And say, okay, we just had, you know,
we're
John
on this location. We're doing this.
Yeah, we did the thing.
Unnecessary roughness.
Right. He's got a pickle from the Carnegie Deli and he's using it. I think that counts.
Right. What a sandwich that was. Yes, exactly right.
So. And again, these are all great questions that my wife, after the fact, was like, what the F were you thinking?
Yeah.
And this is, I was just like, but again, I thought, well, it had been happened for like, whatever, like a few years. What's the big deal? So we go out and we start doing the thing, right?
Yeah.
So I'm with my couple and there's two people from West Virginia. It's the middle of the summer. They're in shorts. They had never been there before. So you go. And like, so like I said Carnegie Deli because that was one of the places on 7th
nice,
Avenue.
Right.
There was like a pole there and I had them lean against the pole.
Now
and they kind of,
yeah.
They didn't get completely naked, but they, you know.
They took care of it.
They
incognitoed.
Yeah. They were together.
There was stuff there.
Right. They were dancing.
Going on.
Yeah. They were dancing.
Two became one.
They were dancing.
It's like those keychains.
Right. Exactly. Right. Like Legos. Click. They clicked.
Well, another important part of the story is one of the people that was in his group might have had a little substance abuse problem.
Oh, yeah. But we found that out at the worst possible time, which is when the arrest happened. So we
good
basically, by the way, I don't even know if the Late Show knows about this. I could be not have a job by the end of the day.
They know. All this is out
So
there.
Anyway, so we basically go and we're doing the thing and we're calling in and then. There's on the thing is a church, 90 points.
A church.
For a church, if you do it near
only
a church.
Only 90? Right.
Yeah. So there was a church on Fifth Avenue, and at the corner of the church was a cop standing there. So I'm like,
is this St. Patrick's Cathedral?
No, not yet. This
no,
is a
no.
different one.
This is the build-up.
Okay. So
right.
I call, go, and I'm like, okay. And then there's a cop there, and I'm like, I could get 180 points. Like, now I'm really into it, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, because there's a church and a cop.
And it's winning.
And it, right there.
Oh, wow. The cops were on the scoreboard.
So, right? Yeah.
Right. So he's combining two.
Two.
Hold on one second.
So,
like Scrabble. Carol, Paul's wife, is on the phone.
Whoops.
Carol.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you doing? Did you know about this?
No, she didn't.
No, I had no idea, and I'm calling. I love the person who said, if you are a Python, you have a big heart, you will not do anything that would compromise somebody, but you would compromise yourself.
I am so having sex with you tonight.
Oh, boy. You met her, right?
In a church.
I'll be the church.
Right. In front of a cop.
Right.
I'm going to be dressed as a cop.
For points. For points.
But you didn't get married in church, so maybe that's a good idea.
But she got really mad at me because, like, it, you know, it
did
was.
Did you guys know each other? You were married.
We were married.
Yeah.
I know, and we talked about, we always talked about everything he was going to do. And that is the one thing, I swear. I was mad at him because I think. You didn't tell me you were going to do that. I would have told you not to do that. Look at what happened. And they were all over his apartment building. It was scary. And they did leave him.
Paul looks like a five-year-old who's getting yelled at by his mother right now.
Exactly.
He's actually shrunk in 3 inches.
My heart is racing.
Did you
right
eat
now.
The cupcakes?
Maybe.
Kinda.
And so we're out doing the thing. So I have them stand against the church outside and whatever. And I call in. I go, 180 points.
Nice.
And somebody on the show goes, were you in the church? I'm like, no, I'm not going to go in the church. They go, oh, you got to go in the church to get the points.
You're up against it.
And I'm like, we're up against it.
In the grounds.
And so this is where the show needed to sort of own this because the show created this contest and was really pushing it, right?
Yeah,
pushing it. So I'm like, okay, well, that church was locked. So I'm walking down the street, and I look to my left. I'm like, oh, that's a church, St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Did you hear?
That'll work. That'll work.
Light shining down.
This is my problem. Like, when I really focus, dedicate myself to something, I'm 100%. And
right,
so
sure.
We go.
Yeah, let's go for it.
And we go in, and one thing leads, and we go way in the back and whatever. And they don't, again, they don't get fully, and we're leaving.
Yeah.
And we leave, and the security comes over to us and says, hey, you know, what do you, blah, 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 blah. And I said, no, we weren't doing anything. Goes, no, you guys were. I'm like, no. I go, look, this is like meat and potatoes, heterosexual sex in the church. You should be happy about that. That's what I said.
What a good way to open.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That was on the air.
Really?
You could hear that. You heard him say that on the air.
Yeah. I said, when priests do stuff to little boys, you guys are cool. But when you have heterosexual adult on adult sex, that's a problem. But it's true.
Now, as soon as that was said, you knew it was over.
I don't
it
think was, anybody's going to come to my shows.
I think
I'm alienating people.
You're going to sell out now.
No, that was a mistake you made way back in the
day. Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so long story short, you want me to wrap this up? You good? I'm leaving the thing, and they say leave. So we leave, and we go up the street, and then cops show up.
Wow.
And then
lots
of cops. And one cop came out with like 400 ribbons on. Like he was like a general. Like they had a 5-star general in the Pentagon.
They had a top cop come out.
Well, what happened was that I found out later because I asked the cops why they got called from the mayor's office. Find this contest and stop it because it was all of
it's
us.
It's done.
Yeah. It was six couples, so it was like all just
all over
we're
the
here,
place.
We're
like
here, we're here, chase, we're here. Yeah. Right? It was all over the place. So it was too much in the face of the city.
Gotcha.
And so the thing about that Eddie mentions about the guy, this couple just never been to the big city before. Like right out, like you know, it's like what's that? It's electricity. Oh, you know, like that kind of thing. What's that hunk of metal with wheels? It's a car.
Right. It might have been brother and sister one time.
Yeah, exactly. And we're leaning against the thing with the cops there, and the guy leans over to
Are
me.
You
goes,
handcuffed?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and bracelets. And he goes, I can't get arrested. I go, why? He goes, I'm on probation. I go, for what? He goes, selling illegal prescription drugs. And I'm like, well, whatever you say, don't say that.
Don't lead with that.
Don't lead with that.
Don't say anything.
And now you're trying to distance from them. You're like, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, the good thing is we're the lawyers. That's good.
Yeah, and so we end up going to the precinct. And I'm sitting there and all night. And nobody came from the station.
No one.
Nope.
Man. That sucks.
The producer came. That was it.
This gave me a free T-shirt.
Rick Delgado, really nice guy. Nobody else came. And then I went.
You were arrested, and no one came.
From
no
a
one,
major corporation.
No one came.
And I was.
The hosts.
I went to the arraignment.
Management. Attorneys.
Wow.
Nothing.
Left your cheese in the wind.
I was ripped. And they had now figured out where I lived. And they were knocking on the. They were like trying to.
Oh my God!
Carol was there. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. You slept with a cameraman from CNN. Right. I know you did.
Right.
And there was a CNN T-shirt under my bed. I'm like, what is this doing?
CNN exclusive. Now that I think about this, I think why Paul was left there was because they had a whole nother thing going on in the building. Like, this is horrible. The mayor's office, corporate. Mel is on the phone. This is sponsors are bailing. Phones are ringing. Hey, what about that Paul guy? Who? What?
Then it was on a
wall. Our building is melting.
Yeah. It's like August, and it's so hot. And they bring me into a little room, and it's like right out of Law and Order.
Oh,
two
yeah.
big guys.
Yeah.
It's a tiny desk, and they're sitting there and go, you think it's funny? He goes, what are you, like your father yelling at you? He goes, what are you going into church with the thing? They didn't, I go, they weren't really. He goes, what are you, what if your mother was in there? I go, well, my mother doesn't go to church. Don't be a wise ass. He slams the desk like that. And I was like, whoa.
I went out of camera if mom was there.
And I'm like, this is like right out of Law and Order.
Well,
so they wanted me to start saying things like, whose idea was it? Who came up with it? blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm not going to do
that. Yeah.
I said, I'm not going to do that.
Really?
Yeah, I said, these guys are my friends.
After you've been left there.
Right. Well, you know,
no one came
I wasn't going to be that. I wasn't going
to
be that guy.
No.
There was two things I said. I'm not going to be that guy, and I'm not going to use it when it's over, when I'm out, to then get press for me to up my profile.
Name
and you could have.
The only time I ever talked about this was on the Comedy Cellar podcast about a year and a half ago.
Never had any friends or keep mouth shut.
Yeah, so they wanted me to start, like, what happened in the meeting, who was in the meeting. I go, I don't know. Well, what was Anthony doing? Anthony was playing video games. He really was. Like, he didn't care. he was just, because I was an HVAC guy for 10 years. I fell into this. Just point me to the mic and let me do my impressions. Like, he was happy for the gig, right? Yeah. And I wasn't going to. And so, you know, I didn't want to do that. And I felt, in turn, you're there for the people that executed your plan, me and the couple, and they didn't. I went, I got out of the arraignment, and I went right to see the GM of the station. And I said, you got a problem. He goes, what? I go, I'm about to go to the press. I got like five ABC, CNN. He goes, oh, yeah, what are you going to tell them? I go, well, if I'm going to start. I said, you let me and this couple from West Virginia sit all night. And you didn't send one person. Well, you know, I go, look, don't insult my intelligence. I'm a lawyer. You have 50 lawyers on speed dial. You're one of the biggest companies in the world. You could have sent somebody. You could have sent some guy with a billboard on Bronx Avenue, like anybody, an injury attorney. Well, you know, I go, look, I see what's going on. You guys want to play it that way? I'm going to call all the press outlets and tell them that there's video of a girl taking care of her boyfriend with the president of Sam Adams standing there drinking a beer laughing. How will that play with their, how will that play with his
nice.
Well,
bargaining chip.
They got me a lawyer. The lawyer was a joke because he was really working for them. I had to fire that lawyer, hire another lawyer. They basically sold everybody down the river.
Wow. That sucks.
But I never said anything. I used to have to go to the courthouse and turn my jacket inside out and run around the back of the courthouse because, like, the New York Post was there and they were all trying to get pictures and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, you know.
It was a mob mentality in two ways. One, every time I remember the bit, when as soon as you came on the air, the first thing they did was promote your gig. So it was like, you want to promote your gig, go do this. You want to promote your gig, go do that. Yeah. But then, like, the mob mentality took over because you had everybody saying, go, 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 go. And all I can remember is, and I don't even know who it was on the show at the time, one person was saying, I don't think this is a great idea. And everybody was like, nah, this is a great idea.
Right.
Keep going.
And what I said to them is, you had the power in your finger, in your index finger, to go.
Dump.
We're done.
Yeah.
Dump. No, let's not go back. Don't tell Paul to go in the church. Don't. The host had it. The co-host had it. The producers had it. Many, many people had it. The people upstairs in the offices, the executives had it. And nobody did it because it's great radio. But then when it went south, everybody pointed fingers at everybody else. And I said, I ain't going to be that guy.
Right.
I'm gonna take it in the solar plexus. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not going to use it to make money or fame, but
I'm not going to. I never really even talked about, like, you know, whatever. I just, like, whatever. And that's the way you're supposed to do it.
By the way, Paul's at Comics Roadhouse. Yeah. When he gets signed.
Down goes Paul.
All right, what contest do I have to do to get the plug?
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.